Okay. So a thought that I had, it's one of those things. I've had this experience with several different sources that I know them, I've seen them, I've given shiur on them 100 times, and then I'm locked in my house for weeks on end, and suddenly, out of the blue, you get an insight into these sources that you never had before. So this is maybe an introductory comment to the Mishkan in general, the Mikdash in general, more than it is a comment on Vayikra. It's, Parshat Vayikra itself, but let's be honest, we're not going to shul for God knows how long, and okay, Vayikra, So here's what it is, okay? There is a midrash that is quoted by the Ein Yaakov in his Akdama, which has this fascinating debate as to what is the most important pasuk in the Torah. Okay, what is the most important pasuk in the Torah? And you get different positions. Now, it's not clear that this midrash exists. He says he doesn't remember where he saw it. We don't necessarily have access to it either, but he claims it's a real midrash. So he says as follows: Ben Zoma Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter, Vehu Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ben Zoma says if he had to pick one all-inclusive, value-laden pasuk, it would be Shema. Okay, that's, I get that. That makes sense. Ben Nanas Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kolol Yoter. Ben Nanas says, I got a better one for you, and that is, Vahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Love your friend as yourself. So either you say the Machloket Ben Zoma and Ben Nanas is about whether the Iker is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, or the Iker is Ben Adam L'Makom, or something like that. Or you note, as Rashi does in Shabbat, Lamed Aleph, that when you have the phrase, which is the related phrase of Avta Rechel Kamocha, of Madasani Lach L'Chav Rechel Tavid, right, what is hated to you, don't do to your friend. Rashi notes that your friend could either be God or other people. So maybe this pasuk carries both. Could God, right? It could mean due to others and to God, or maybe something like that. I don't know. The surprising one is Shimon ben Pazi Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter. Vuhu erakeves echa haecha taseh vaboker, verakeves hasheni taseh ben ha'arbayim. Shimon ben Pazi says the most important pasuk in the Torah is bring the Tamid in the morning and bring the Tamid in the afternoon. I mean, this midrash was often quoted by Rav Amital, so much so that I think it wasn't so long after Or and I were married. I was at my in-laws for Shabbos, and they asked me to give a Dvar Torah on Friday night, and it was the pasuk. That pasuk was in the parsha, so I felt beholden as a Talmud of Rav Amital at Gush to give a Dvar Torah on Erekeves Arba'im. And then at lunch, we had one of my friends over, whose wife is a very good friend of Ora's, and they asked him to give a Dvar Torah, and he gave the exact same Dvar Torah, literally, like Mila v'mila, because Rami always used to say it. And he said, what's pshat in the Midrash? Pshat in the Midrash is that Ben Zoma and Ben Anas say that the secret to religiosity is the big things. Ben Adam l'chaveiro, Ben Adam l'makom, Shema Yisrael, V'hatarecha kamocha. But if you want to know the real secret to Judaism, Shimon ben Pazi says it is the fact that you serve God day in and day out. Right? As Rav Lichtenstein said, with the two types of tamid, consistency and constancy. Right? Constancy, is that a word? Consistent and constant. And that's really the secret. Whatever you do, the key to religious success is not necessarily the big things, but is being committed with regularity. And Ahmad Rebbe Ploni El Raglav and someone else got up on his feet and said, "V'amar halacha ke ben pazi." We paskin like ben pazi, dechtiv. And this is the part of the midrash that I never focused on at all. Kechol asher ani mareh otcha tavnit ha-mishkan ve-tavnit kol kelav v'chein ta'asu. We paskin that way because the Mishkan was made in the exact way that God showed Moshe at Har Sinai. And like I said, I know that, you know, this midrash was like, you know, Margala Bafume of Rav Amital. You know, every Gush guy, this is the first thing they jump to when you have that pasuk. But the second half, I never really thought about. Like, what does that mean? How do you know you paskin about it? Because the Mishkan was exactly as God showed it. And I think what it's saying at some level, right, is that there is one sense in which we don't function properly unless we have structure to our life. That means in how we do things, when we do things, right? And therefore he comes in and says the Mishkan is the place that typified that. Why? Because everything was built exactly as God said. Everything is done exactly as God said. There is a structure to it. There is precision to it. There is regularity. There is schedule. There is just structure. God showed you how to do it. He told you when to do it. You follow him and you express your commitment to God in the regularity. And like I said, I don't know if I ever quite realized how true this was until this week, because it is so rich. So much of our religiosity is the fact that we just have a structure, that we daven at this time because we have a minyan at this time, and you learn at this time because you have siddurim. And when your schedule is shaken, your connection to other people is shaken, your connection to God is shaken, you need to rethink everything. Now, it may be that once you create a new schedule, you'll actually learn new things about yourself, and you'll grow from the experience. But until your schedule is shattered, you don't realize how much everything we do that is meaningful in our life, ben adam l'chavero, ben adam l'makom, whatever you want, ben adam l'atzmo, literally everything we do, the key is that key that Ben Pazi and this Rebbe Ploni saw in the Mishkan. That at a certain level, it's just that structure of knowing we know what we're supposed to be doing that provides the basic outline of a religious human life that gives us the ability to have a functional spirituality. And when we, and you know, maybe no one else feels this, but I'm pretty sure everyone else feels this, this complete confusion and disorientation when your schedule is thrown off. You know, I know, like, you know, the reason we moved Parsha to this slot is because every day people sleep later. And I don't blame you. I get it, right? Like, slowly but surely, you, like, melt. Because without structure, you know, things just go crazy. And like I said, I don't know if I ever really understood the extent to... But I don't know if I ever quite understood the extent to which that was the Kedah's Midrash, and as this Hakdamah of Vayikra, how much it's not just about the Tumid. The insight of this Rabbi Ploni is saying that that's what the Mishkan is about. The Mishkan represents structure and order, and it sits at the middle of our spiritual core to remind us how central that is. I mean, that's really what Sefer Vayikra is about. It's elaborating what that looks like. And I'll just add that he goes a little bit on from this, and he gives you his own interpretation to this. And he says, V'ra'oi lahazkir yisod shorish machloket shlosha tanaim eile. Let me explain the machloket. V'anirach al derech ha-pshat. Ki svar beno zoma sh'ikr gadol b'torah yatei chakol talui bo hi yedod emunot ha-toraniyon en mazot b'pasuk Shema Yisrael. Ben Zoma, who said Shema Yisrael is the most important pasuk in the Torah, that's because he thought Emuna Videyot. Ben Adam Lamakom, that's the most important thing. Ushvara Ben Nanas, Ki Be'erech El Klal Ha'amon, Uikar Gadol V'yoter, Kachol Asot, Mishpat, V'avet Chesed Ben Adam, Ish L'Chaveiro. Right? He thought the most important thing is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and he quotes as proof the story of Hillel. Right? Madasani Lach L'Chaveich Lo Savit. Uben Pazi diktik baze yotzer. But Ben Baze said, no, no, no. Ura'aki masib dovim nechlakim l'shem minim. Said there are two types of mitzvot. Ha'echad ben adam l'chaveiro, k'mo v'afto l'cham ocha, v'asheni, k'mo ben adam l'makom, k'mo maseh karbanot. And he picked one about karbanot. And he says, k'mo maseh k'mo l'avadog yitbarach, b'avur zenek b'alach k'ben bazil yifishu mekabeit ma'alot ha'deor amitiyot, u'maleh maseh ha'tov. His fundamental insight is that even if you think, the way he understands it, and again, this is not necessarily how it takes it, but the way he takes it, is that even if you think the key is ben adam lamakom, it's not just emunot. It's not proper philosophy. It's proper action, right? It's very nice to say that the key of our life is Shema Yisrael. On some level, that's obviously true. But it's that regular commitment where it actually manifests that is key to actually bringing that into this world. And he says a little bit later, Shamaseh v'yiyun iksharim yachad, because then action and philosophy are brought together. And again, this is, I think, another way of saying it, which is that, just to repeat the main point, that I think what I didn't quite understand and how insightful it is that, you know, so much of what we do just depends on schedule, and orients us, and that's the key to the Mishkan, and that's why it stands at the center of the camp. And I think the struggle right now is to try to get our schedule back, have some sort of order to orient ourselves, because that really is central to living a normal life and a spiritual life. Okay, so that's my lessons on the Mishkan, and